Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Yeah.
Good, good. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
Yes, and I'm looking over the notes that Lulu left me. You have about 2 months with the business, is that correct?
Yep.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
So far, I'm staying busy, which kind of all that matters.
That's good. I'm glad to hear. And are you able to take on more work?
Absolutely.
Great. Now, I am curious. I mean, you are a little bit of a newer business. What inspired you to start this business?
I've always had like an entrepreneurial mindset. And I've been in the trades forever, and most recently I was commuting about 45 minutes each way to work, and I just want to have a little bit more flexibility. I've got, you know, 2 young kids in school and stuff, and so just a way where I can have a little bit more control over, you know, my schedule and where I'm at in case, you know, I gotta go pick them up or, you know.
Yeah, you want that flexibility.
Yeah.
Get it. I get it. Perfect. Okay, that's great to hear. And I mean, what have you done for marketing so far? You know, how do you get new clients?
Right now, it's been a lot of word of mouth. I did set up a Google business yesterday. I don't think it's up and running yet.
Mm.
And then I made, you know, a Yelp page. I actually just got signed up with Angie's List today.
Nice.
You know, I've got, you know, social media pages, and I've got somebody working on a website currently, but mostly I've just been getting business through word of mouth.
Good, good. And it's a good thing that you have done all these things so far. I speak with businesses all the time, and it typically takes them a long time to get started to where you're at. I mean, you already started the Google business profile, which is great. When it comes with our listings as well, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So what that means is that we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. Now we do that with first page placement on Google. Now your Google business profile, the one that you're getting set up, it's not going to be done right away. It's going to take a little bit because they do got to verify you. You got to do a video most likely. But as soon as that does get approved, what we do is we put you on the first page of Google where the map section is based off of the jobs that you offer, the services that you want to be found for. So we pretty much turn them into keywords. So anytime somebody searches one of those keywords across the web, that's when your business pops up first page. So we do that with Google. We do it also with Bing. Now, we retarget those same people that were looking for your services across the web. We retarget them on Facebook by running Facebook ads. And then when it comes with the pricing, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts either. It's a flat rate of just $249 per month with a one-time setup fee that's of $99 for all of your programming. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any questions for me?
So I pay $250 a month, and basically anytime somebody searches for a handyman or pressure washing or, you know, whatever my services I noted on my Google page, essentially I'm the first one on the list.
Not the first one. No one can guarantee what place you're going to be at. It actually fluctuates throughout the day as well because it's Google works like a big old robot and all the information in it. But you're going to be on the first page for all of your services that you offer. Now, getting you higher and higher is what we're going to be doing on a monthly basis because that all has to do with search engine optimization. But in those 30 to 45 days, because that's the max amount of time that it takes to get you on that first page for all of those keyword searches, that's, we're going to get you on that first page. That's going to be the starting point. And running ads for you on Facebook. We also take care of some directories, the most used ones like Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Yelp, but you already got a Yelp one, which is great. Those those things are included as well, but you know, there's nothing greater than Google when it comes to marketing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's pretty much the answer to your question there.
As one of those top three, on Google when somebody searches for like a handyman or whatnot.
It's where that map section is. So if you look up, it's where that map section is of where you're going to pop up. So the number, it's really hard to tell you what place you're going to be at. No one can do that, but it's that first page. Now, another thing to keep in mind, because of course you're going to be up there with other companies that are going to be your competition. We do help you by, you know, putting good pictures up on that Google business profile. We help you with a review tracker. It's going to be a URL link. You provide your clients. All your clients have to do is click on it, and they can leave you a review. So it's very easy for them. And, you know, that's absolutely something you're going to want to get on right away, because that's stuff that's going to make your business stand out more.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just trying to understand, you know, because, yeah, I see, you know, if I Google handyman, you know, the Google Maps will pop up, and then usually it lists, like, a few providers. Is that what you mean by, like, the first page?
So let me actually do that for you right now. So when you look up handyman, and when you're on, when you click on the businesses side or the more businesses where the map is,
uh-huh.
You're going to have all the way at the top, which is basically your Google Guaranteed, which is a different program from Google. And then on that first page, there's about 10 businesses. And those are the businesses that are in the area that is based off of the keyword, which is handyman. So what pops up right now is like a Team Handyman, the Village Handyman, Central Coast Handyman Service, Wayne's Handyman Service, Alex Handyman Services. I don't know if any of these sound familiar to you. But that's pretty much what's popping up in the first page. So that's where we would be putting you, is right there with those businesses as well.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then how, like what makes it prioritize, you know, who's first, second, third, all the way down to, you know, 10 or 12 or whatever.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the beginning of the question? You kind of cut off a little bit.
Because you're saying basically I'll show up in however many are on that first page when they click more businesses?
Correct.
How does it prioritize,
yeah.
You know, essentially the order that, you know, they come up on there?
Yeah, so that's the search engine optimization part. The way that Google works is it's a whole big old machine full of information. So it pushes the businesses up to the top based off of how much of that information online is all accurate. And also, of course, reviews, because that's also important. That's why we ask you to get reviews. So what we do is that search engine optimization part. The longer you're with us, the better it gets, of course. But that's essentially how it works. Is just we have to clean up the internet, your company info, put it in a bunch of places. So there's more and more of your company info, and just it really is just making sure it's accurate everywhere. And when I say accurate, it doesn't, for example, one place if street is spelled out in another place it's ST, that messes you up. So those are all things that we fix for you.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so $250 a month, I get all those services. There's no other, like, additional fees or hidden fees or anything like that?
No, so it's $249 a month, I'm saving you a dollar there, and then just your one-time programming fee of $99. So today it's $348. After that it's $249. Those are flat rates. The pricing, even if we raise our pricing, we're not going to change your pricing. You do get this in writing. It is a month-to-month service. There's no taxes or hidden fees on that. Flat rate, $249.
Got it.
So how's it all sounding to you? Is it something that you would want to kind of try out and see how it goes for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect.
I think
so let me make sure.
The smart thing to do.
It would absolutely be. You can't get any better than Google. Everybody uses Google. Even people who don't want to use Google, you know. So you're going to love the program, absolutely. Now, let me make sure I have all of your information correct. I have the spelling of your first name, K-E-G. Is that correct?
Nope. K-E-I-G-H.
Ah, thank you. Okay. And let me also right now, hold on, let me do this real quick. I'm going to send you also right now a text message, and it's going to have our office line and also my direct extension. You're going to want to save our office line on your phone since that's the number we're going to be calling you on as well, or calling you from as well. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is your last name?
Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N.
Perfect. And what is your email address?
We could do keg1992, so my first name, 1992, at Gmail. This is like a personal email, not business email.
That's fine. This is just where you're going to be receiving all of our email notifications from. And then just to verify, last name, Dickerson, is B as in boy, right, not P?
No, D as in dog.
Ah, thank you. I'm glad I actually verified that. I was putting it down wrong. Okay. Got you down. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 6920, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, company name, I have it showing as People First as the number one, Solutions LLC.
Correct.
Perfect. And then what is your address?
Personal address or business address?
This is going to be the address that you use to verify your Google business profile. Do you use your business?
So, yeah, my business is out of my residence.
Okay, that's fine. We can use your home.
Like a, okay. 597 Newman Drive, N-E-W-M-A-N. Oreo Grande, California, 93420.
Okay. Now, I don't know how far you got already on your Google business profile, but we're going to gain access to it. So we'll go over all of that on your onboarding call, and then we can help you out if anything else needs to be done. Typically, Google does recommend if you work out of your home to hide your address on your Google business profile. Is that something that you would like to do?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you want to add anybody authorized on your account other than yourself?
No.
Okay. Now, for onboarding, your onboarding call is going to be typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window, and that's pretty much to go over everything, make sure we have everything correct, you know, put everything the way you want it to look, all of that stuff. So what does your availability look like today? Actually, I don't have anything available. I do have one slot available today between 3 to 4, or we can do tomorrow.
Tomorrow will probably work better.
Okay. What time do you want to do tomorrow?
Can we do like around 1 o'clock?
I have between 1 to 2. Does that work?
Yep. Perfect.
All right, I'll email you over that Google invite as well. Now, the onboarding team, they're in charge of researching your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. So what services do you want to be found for?
Handyman, pressure washing, home maintenance and repair, probably any kind of like yard work.
Okay.
So like yard maintenance, furniture assembly, ceiling fan and light fixture installs, appliance installs, just odd
jobs.
Okay. I'll have them also search to see what's found the most. I'm just going to repeat real quick what I have. So let me know if you want me to add anything else. Or if not, you know, we can do that tomorrow. So I have handyman services, everything related handyman, pressure washing, home maintenance and repair. I have yard work / maintenance, furniture assembly, ceiling fan, light fixture, appliance installs, and any type of like odd jobs.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. That sounds great. And then your business is licensed since you have the LLC, correct?
Yep.
All right. And for Facebook, I'm sorry, I don't remember if I asked you. Do you have a Facebook account for the business yet, or would you like us to make one?
I do have one.
Okay, perfect. So we'll just need that URL tomorrow. They'll guide you through all of that if you have trouble finding it also. So that's not a problem. Now,
okay.
Website-wise, you are making one, right? Or you don't have one yet?
Yeah, I have someone building one at the moment.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that down in the notes as well then. Okay.
Can you add window washing to the list of services too?
Yes,
okay.
Doing that right now. Now, for the locations that you're looking to get work, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas do you want to get work at?
So essentially, as far south as like Santa Maria, Orchid, and then as far north as Paso Robles. And so, you know, it's basically like Rio Grande, Oceano, Pismo, San Luis Obispo.
What's the zip code? Not zip code. What's the radius? Do you know?
Probably like 40 miles.
Okay. Well, so I can do this. I can put 40 mile radius, or if you'd like me to, I can be specific on cities. It's up to you on what you think is best.
Cities is probably better.
Okay. So but the ones that I remember, you said Pismo Beach, San Obispo, right?
Yep.
Okay. What else am I missing?
Oro Grande.
Okay. Give me one second. I want to make sure I get all of this correct.
Okay.
Down there. After Oro Grande, you said Grover Beach?
Correct.
Okay, Grover Beach. Got that one down. I'm ready for the next one.
Oceano.
Okay, Oceano. Got it. Ready for the next one.
Atascadero.
Can you spell that for me, please?
A-T-A-S-C.
I found it.
Okay.
It popped up. It's a little interesting
Good.
Spelling there.
Paso Robles.
Okay, got that one down.
Templeton.
Okay, one second. Let me get that one. Templeton. Okay, perfect. I'm ready for the next one.
Santa Margarita.
Okay. Perfect. I'm ready for the next one.
Los Osos.
Okay. Got it down. Baywood, Los Osos, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oro Bay. Moro Bay, yeah, M-O-R-R-O.
Got it. Ready for the next one?
Napomo.
Now I'm going to try this one. Napomo. Oh, found it. Perfect. Ready for the next one?
I think that's it.
Okay. And just so you do know, you can always add and change. Same with your keywords. Okay, so you're not
Perfect.
Stuck permanently with these. So I got those down for now. Now, for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
So I've just been quitting 24 hours, 7 days
okay.
a week.
That works perfectly. 24/7. All right. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
E.
All right. And your business address is the same as your home. So is the Newman Drive the same as the billing on the card?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
5178-0597-4518-4847.
And expiration?
Expiration. 1026.
And security code?
127.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So just make sure that every time that we, call, we have the security question. So you can pick either from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is it?
Snyder, S-N-Y. D-E-R.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, please feel free to stop me. Then you're going to get everything through email and text before we get off the phone, so we're almost done. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
People First Solutions, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Keg Dickerson, owner-founder.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number, which is the number that I sent you over earlier. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
I can reword that. I know it's a little confusing. Basically, you can't have two SEO companies, which is search engine optimization companies, doing the same thing. It messes up your listing. So if you do start working with another SEO company, which you shouldn't have to, but if you do, we just ask that you basically let us know. Okay.
Got it. So I do, the people who are making the website,
mm-hmm.
Do have like a social media marketing thing that I opted into where, essentially like they'll make, social media posts on my behalf.
Oh, that's fine. That's not the problem. The problem would be more if they're optimizing the Google business profile, because that's where the thing would be. Yeah, so we would run ads as well, and I'll put it down on the notes too, so it's just going to be more exposure for you, so that's not a problem. Okay?
Okay,
now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 11th of every month, and that's going to be in the amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me send over everything to you through text and through email. And you're going to get a few automated text messages also a few automated emails. I'm going to text you over a YouTube video, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard. On one of the text messages that you're going to receive, it's going to have your username and password to that dashboard. Now, you're not going to have anything on there yet just because you're barely starting, but you can already start uploading your pictures if you'd like. And we're going to go over all of this tomorrow on your onboarding call as well. The last thing I want to do is just go over those, everything that I said I was going to send you in writing, and then we're pretty much going to be done. So let me make sure you're going to get that. No, come on. Sometimes the system takes a little bit. Oh, there we go. It looks like they're sending them out already.
Yep.
I know it could be overwhelming, so I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, so I'm texting you over right now a link which says my local splash terms, and it has your phone number on it. If you can click on that link for me, please. Perfect. And basically what this is letting you know what we're going to do, which is going to be that optimization of the Google Business Profile. Directory submissions, we'll go over that with you tomorrow if you want to be on any of those directories. We'll run Facebook ads for you too. What we charge you, what you will be charged, which is just that flat amount that I told you. If you get really busy with work, you can pause your service and we don't charge you. Again, just call us 3 days before your billing. You can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do, if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name the way that it looks with the capital letters and click confirm. You did it already. Thank you. That's going to be your dashboard. So everything's pretty much already done. I have your call. It's going to be tomorrow between 1 and 2, and you have my contact info. Any questions before that, please feel free to reach out. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. No, thank you. You have a good rest of your day. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.